degrees. Let's get to it, shan't we? Because there's just dumbness. That's why we do it. The Gump File. Stupid is as stupid does. So, boy. If you needed more proof that drugs affect your judgment, kids, drugs are bad, Kai. Don't do drugs. Look no further. 40-year-old man failed a drug test at a Florida clinic Thursday. Then he tried to bribe the staff with drugs. Brilliant plan, Batman. Jeffrey Hoydick was told at a DeBerry pain management clinic that he tested positive for cocaine. In an attempt to keep himself out of trouble, he asked the female medical assistant if she smoked and pulled out 5 bags of Mary Jane Wana. Clinic called authorities and Hoydick was arrested on marijuana possession charges. Well, there you go. They know now that probably the test was accurate, at least for marijuana, anyway. If you're in a hole, stop digging, my grandfather always said. Among other things, if the horse is dead, stop whipping it. Just another one from old granddad. Believing that he'd been ripped off in a commercial transaction, Antonio Racinos decided to contact Connecticut cops to register a complaint. Perhaps the Better Business Bureau would have been a wiser choice, considering that Racinos thought he had been cheated by a cocaine dealer who had sold him $40 worth of drugs. Racinos initially dialed 911 to lodge his complaint, but then he spotted a patrolman. He approached the cop to deliver his beef face to face, as they say. Racinos then displayed a small bag of cocaine, told the officers that he'd been shorted by his dealer. While it's unclear what Racinos, who apparently had been drinking, you think, expected the cop to do about it, he likely did not expect to end up in handcuffs. He was sure surprised. Racinos was arrested on a narcotics possession charge, later freed on a $5,000 bail, and his court date is set for March 30th. He has time to come up with some sort of wacky story. He was on, I don't know, he was under the influence of NyQuil and he just wasn't thinking straight. Boy, howdy. That's why they call it the Gump File, kids. Just eat all your vegetables, stay out of trouble. That's all we got. There's your Gump File for this Tuesday, March 15th.